speaking for High Tech Radio. We are at the gymnasium of the high school here at Vista, California, Vista High, also known as the Panther Pit. The Vista Panthers are playing their last home game of the season. Well, we have the last regular home game. We don't know about the CIF playoffs, how that works. We just don't know. But the seniors are being introduced. Let's see, who was that? I'm not sure, but I can tell you who they are. At any event, it'll be a few more minutes before we start this game. And, of course, the game is late because the girls' game didn't go overtime, but just didn't finish in time. So I will allow the the webcast to go. And when the game starts, I'll come back and tell you, or come back with an update. So let's hope we can get going before too long. By the way, Vista will be playing the El Camino Wildcats.
Next up is Isaiah Morris.
Just an update here. This is Bill Ruff speaking for High Tech Radio. And we are at the Panther Pit, the gymnasium at Vista High School in Vista, California. We just had the little ceremony honoring the seniors on the Vista Boys Varsity Basketball Team. Tonight's game will be Vista hosting the El Camino Wildcats. And teams are just coming on the floor now to warm up, so it'll be a few more minutes. I'll come back with a little more information about the seniors and also the two teams and the game. High Tech Radio. quarter here at... here at Vista High, waiting for the game to start. It's going to get a late start. We're almost 10 minutes from the start of the game. There was a delay for the honoring of the seniors for Vista, who will be hosting El Camino High School. I'll be back in a few minutes with more information. Thank you. This is High Tech Radio. We are waiting for the start of tonight's game between the Vista Panthers and the El Camino Wildcats, the last home game of the regular season for Vista. And about another 4 minutes to go before the game is scheduled to start. I'll be back in a couple of minutes with more information about the two teams. Well, it's Thursday night, not Tuesday night, not Friday night, but Thursday night, and it's time for Vista Panther basketball here on hightechradio.com. My name is Bill Rupp. A very unusual Thursday night game. It has something to do with the upcoming playoffs here at the California Interscholastic Federation, also known as CIF, San Diego section, which includes San Diego County and Imperial County. Well, this is the last home game of the regular season for the Vista Panthers. This is their gym called the Panther Pit, and they will be hosting the El Camino Wildcats, just a few miles away over in Oceanside. Give you a little rundown. The Wildcats are coached by Tom Tarantino. They have a 14-11 record. Not the kind of record that El Camino was used to a few years ago, but still a winning record. They're 4-4 in league, and they are rated by MaxPreps.com. They are rated 175th out of, I don't know, several thousand high schools in California, I guess. Let's see. Vista, coached by Anthony Bolton in his second year here at Vista. They are 20 wins and 7 losses, 6-2 in league. They lost 2 times to San Marcos. San Marcos had an easy win over Vista over there at San Marcos. And just a few nights ago, it was a last-second thing where San Marcos won again, but only 48-45. Those are the only 2 losses in the league for Vista, 6-2. All right. Oh, and they're rated 63rd in the state, which means they're one of the best teams. All right. Here are the starting lineups for El Camino: R.J. Davis, number 2; Brad Yasukuchi, number 3; Jalen Flanagan, that's number 5. Antonio Hale, 15; Jordan Munoz, number 22. For Vista, number 2, Jordan Hillstock; number 3, Torres Samuels; number 4, Tavari Perdue. Let's see, who else? Shane Coates, there he is. Shane Coates, number 24. And I missed Isaiah Morris. He's number 5. This in their white uniforms with black numerals and red trim. The Wildcats in gold with black numerals and trim. Okay. Nice uniform. Well, I won't have any trouble figuring out who is who on this with these uniforms. Plus, since I've got my eyes fixed. All right, we're about to have the tip-off. It'll be Shane Coates, 6'5", for Vista, and Jalen Flanagan, 6'3", for El Camino. There it is, and the, just saved from going out of bounds in the backcourt by Samuel. He's in the front court. Over to Isaiah Morris, then to Tavari Perdue, outside. Jordan Hillstock, ball around the outside of the arc. There's no, I thought that was going to be a shot. No, that is, still not a shot. There is a shot, no good, by Isaiah Morris. Rebound, Hale. Here is Yasukuchi shooting for the Wildcats. No good. Vista controls. Here is Isaiah Morris. The corner to Hillstock, over to Samuels, and he gets a 3. So it's 3-0 Vista. Yasukuchi brings it across for the Wildcats. And that is McNair. No, that's not McNair. Yes, it is McNair. I guess he started. I gave you the wrong one. There is a drive on the baseline. But that results in a personal foul on Jordan Hillstock. Let's see. Okay, here is a free throw. Good by Jalen Flanagan. He'll try another. 3-1, Vista leading. And Flanagan gets both, so it's 3-2. Inbound. Vista coming up with the ball. Here's Isaiah Morris. Down and, into nice feed into Shane Coates, but he's fouled. And Brad Yasukuchi will be charged with that personal foul. And that's not a shooting foul. Vista inbound. There's Isaiah Morris. He drives, doesn't quite get it in, and the ball is out, off the hands of Jalen Flanagan of the Wildcats. So Vista will inbound. Tavari Perdue over to Hillstock. Boy, a couple more passes. There's Hillstock again. He's going to shoot. Oh, in and out. There is. Wow, a bunch of putbacks, none of them good. A couple by Shane Coates, so Oh, the Vista steals the ball. And it goes out of bounds. They say that last touch by one of the Wildcats. This is not just a dominating team like El Camino had so many years, but they've got some good players. They're good guys. Here is Vista. That's Isaiah Morris outside. Still stock. The drive. And he puts the ball on the baseline. 5-2. That's his coaching. Front court for El Camino. And that's McNair. He drives and puts it in. Nice play. DeAndre McNair. I think I had to. He was a starter, and one of the other players was not. Now, there's a long shot. No good by Tavares Perdue. Yasukochi rebounds. Guarded by, well, let's see. That's over to 15. Hale. Oh, almost lost the ball there. There's number two. And that's going to be a personal foul. R.J. David. Devari Perdue is charged with that personal foul. And shooting is R.J. David, the 6'1 junior. Actually, there are only three seniors on this El Camino team, so they could be really good next year. No good. R.J. Davis misses that free throw. 5-4, 5:03 remaining in the first quarter. This time he makes it. Lots of backcourt defensive pressure by El Camino, but I don't think it's going to stop Isaiah Morris. He's in the front court. Over to Samuels. Oh, my goodness. Long three. Well, that's his second three. Here comes Yasukochi for El Camino in the front court. Into number 15, no good. Vista rebound. Shane Coates, nice rebound. Another long shot, no good by Samuels. El Camino in the front court. And it is shot no good. Rebound front court. Here is shot by, oh, three. That is Hillsock. And here's El Camino. Long shot. No good. Shane Coates on the rebound. And there's a whistle with did he say 15 at Johnny Hale, I believe. I think he said it's the second foul. 11-5, Vista leading. And in for Vista is Flynn. He's inbounds. Sora Samuels bringing the ball down for Vista. Guarded by Yasukochi. Oh, almost lost the ball. And it is a drive. Oh, that's a long that pass is way too hot for Taurus Samuels out of bounds. Just let's see, number one, Kevin Love, number 10, Tyson Robinson in for El Camino. El Camino is not tall. Whoa, that was, I think, five. Yeah, number five, Jalen Flanagan, that bucket. So it's now 11-7. Sort of a half-hearted, maybe I shouldn't say half-hearted, but somewhat of a, oh, the ball is lost. I was going to say a long. And that is McNair. So it's 11-9, only 2 points. Micaiah Morris is in. There is a whistle. So. See, that's on Yasukochi. Second foul for Yasukochi. Panthers inbound the ball. Front court now. Zora Samuels. Over to Isaiah Morris. Long shot, no good. Flanagan. Rebounds for El Camino, and he brings it down. 2-point game. With a long shot, no good. And there's a whistle. That's going to be a penalty. No, it wasn't a penalty, but this is going to get the ball. Michael Flynn. Rebound. Whoa, almost lost the ball there. That was kind of a high inbound pass to Isaiah Morris, but he got it in. Front court. Passes to Hillsock. Flynn has the ball now. Hillsock again. He passes way across. And there is a pass in down deep, but this is going to keep it. Let's see. Also number 21, Pope. Fletcher Pope. Oh, collision on the inbound. Let's see. Are they going to call a foul on that? Yeah. I don't know if that's Flanagan. I believe it was. Vista still has the ball. Still stop. Kaya Morris. And there's Isaiah. Kaya Morris. A lot of good defense here by the Wildcats. But there's a 2-point jumper. Good by Jordan Hillside. Well, that's 7 for him. 13-7. Antonio Hill brings it down for the Wildcat. There's Robinson. Over to Hale. And Robinson, he drives in. The ball is knocked away, but the Wildcat, the ball is blocked away again. And, oh boy, I think that will be a penalty or a personal foul. Yeah. Fletcher Pope, did he stay in third? No, I haven't seen his first. But my stats are unofficial. Number 15, Antonio Hale. He's one of the three seniors on the El Camino team. Missed that first shot. We'll try again. 13-7, Vista leading. He makes that one. Vista. Now leading by 3, 13-10. Just a little over a minute to go. Panthers, front court. Isaiah Morris. Jabari Purdue is going to... Oh, nice drive from the left side to the baseline and puts it in a little jumper. All right, here come the Wildcats. Kevin Love. Oh, the ball is knocked away. He tried to get it into someone on deep. It was knocked away. There is the Vista team. We're going to wait here a little bit. We're almost out of time in the first quarter. Tara Samuels holding the ball, guarded by Love. He hands off to number one, Kevin Love. But that's a penalty. Well, let's see. I can't read. Oh, yeah, I can. Okay, I'll tell you about that. I'm going to tell you the number of fouls and check it with my stats. 16 seconds left. Hillsock with the ball. Micaiah Morris and Isaiah Morris. And a weave back and forth. There is a long shot. Oh, my. A three good by Micaiah Morris. And That is the end of the first quarter. It is 18-10. Vista has a nice lead. Of course, you can have a lot of leads. Well, these two teams played a week or so ago, about 10 days ago, over at El Camino. Vista led by, I think it was 2 at the halftime, and they came on strong in the second half and won by 17. I've seen Vista do that a lot. They either are tied or just behind or just ahead at the half and come on strong in the second half. All right. Let's see. It says that five fouls, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and Vista 3 fouls. Oh, I've got it right. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 8, 10. We've got the scoring correct for El Camino. And I have it correct for Vista. Great. You know, it's hard to do keep the stats and do the play-by-play, but I get it right. My golly, I'm proud of myself. All right, starting the second quarter, got some coaching for the Wildcats. With the inbounded, received inbound pass, brings it in. And there is a steal. That was a pass in, and it was taken by Vista. They're in the front court. Zavari Perdue. Oh, drives the baseline. Puts it up. He's not a great scorer, but a good team man, but he's got 4 points already. Okay, 20-10. Flanagan with the ball. He jumps. No good. Vista with the ball. Tavari Perdue gets it. I'm sorry, that was, did I say? I'm not sure who I said. It was Flanagan, number 5. And here is another shot. My goodness. Can you believe it? Tavari Perdue is on fire tonight. So that's 7 points for him. And it's 23-10. You're listening to High Tech Radio. My name is Bill Ruff. Tonight I'm doing the game alone. Eric Ruff usually helps. Well, he helps me when he can make the game, but Tuesdays and Thursdays he can't. It's Thursday. We'll be going over to Rancho Buena Vista, and that'll be the last regular season game. Vista, had they won a couple nights ago, would have been able to have a championship, but they can't. They've lost two, and the San Marcos team, I think, has only lost one. Yasukochi's driving down for the Wildcats, and there is a not a real good shot, and it was taken, a rebound by Shane Coates. Now, that's a penalty. R.J. Davis, number 2. Just to bring the ball down. It says all 5 of its timeouts. Hillstock at it. Now Flynn. And Hillstock way across the other side. And he's going to try it. Oh, almost. Rebound by Hale. Then to Flanagan of the Wildcat. And a nice drive there by McNair. 23-12. Vista, front court. Hillstock. Oh, into Shane Coates. And he had a clear shot right under the basket and didn't make it. Both of the Morris brothers are in. Vista will be inbounding the ball. They're leading 23-12 in the second quarter. About 6 minutes to go in this first half. Micaiah Morris now, and then Flynn, and Samuels. This is all outside the, then a shot in, or rather a pass in, and then shot by Flynn, no good, taken by the by Vista. Shot blocked. Here comes Flynn over to Isaiah Morris. Or I'm sorry, Micaiah Morris. And another three by Tara Samuels. That's three threes for him. 26-12. That's Kikuchi, and he's fouled. Let's see, one of the Panthers. Let's find out here right now. And that is Shane Coates. In comes Makai. Who is that just came in? Pope came in. And I'll get it in a minute. Taylor, that's what it is. There's a shot, no good. And a nice leaping grab of the ball by Dora Samuels. And Samuels takes a shot over to Taylor. Then he passes to Micaiah Morris. And... they're faking some shots here, but they're not taking it. They've got 15 seconds. And there is a nice drive by Samuel right up the lane and puts it in. Wow. How do they do it? Well, they're young. They're about 15, 16, 17 years old. And I'm a lot older than that. All right, that's a timeout. 28-12. Wow. With 4:41 to go in this first half. These games are archived and put up on hightechradio.com. Go to basketball, choose archive games, and then select the game you want to listen to again. I'm out now as the coaches are giving pointers to their teams. Right now, Vista's doing really well. They've more than doubled the Wildcats. I said Wildcats have got some good players. They're not real big. And the game against San Marcos has guys 6'4", 6'4", 6'5", 6'7", 6'8". Really big team. But Vista came within a basket of going into overtime for them. Taylor is in. Kyle Morris is in. And backcourt defensive pressure. And a pass, a couple of passes, and down. And going to be a long pass, no good. Who got this? Wildcats. There is Isaiah Morris, and wow, he stole that ball. Holy mackerel. And took it all the way, so it's 30-12. And that is the first point for Isaiah Morris. Sitting down is Morris Samuel. Hillstock is, I think Hillstock was when he came in for him. Wildcat trying to do something here. Yasukochi. Oh, and that's going to be on Taylor, who bumped into Flanagan. So that's five fouls for Vista, six fouls on the Wildcat. Debbie Love inbound to Yasukochi. There's McNair. And he feeds it in to Flanagan. And that was a nice play. Flanagan puts it in. 30-14. There's talent on this El Camino team. But, boy, there's some good shooters here for Vista. Now there is a whistle. That's the second foul on George Hillsock. Hillsock will sit down. Oh, no, that was not on Hillsock. That was the number two on the Wildcats. So this has got the ball on the front court. Kyle Morris way across the court from us. Passes to Taylor. Kyle Morris. Backs up. Guarded by Love. Over in the corner. That drives. Oh, he can't get it. And here comes, let's see, number 23, McNair. And a three by Flanagan. 9 points for Jalen Flanagan. He's one of the seniors. Wildcat team, 30-17. And that is a shot good. A three by Morris. Isaiah Morris. Wildcat. Front court. Love. Drive. And it is. He kind of fell down and lost the ball. And I think some of the players didn't see that it was loose. Finally, it was taken by Vista. And there is a nice. With Gino Spirito. Who got a pass right under the bucket. Put it in. Oh, nice. And that is going to be a whistle. It's going to go against Vista. And Gino Spirito, he just made a nice basket. Fletcher Pope sits down. Kyle, let's see. Savari Perdue comes in. Kyle Morris sits down. And I'm not sure who came in for him. That is no good on the free throw. Vista rebound in the front court. Less than 2 minutes to go in this first half. There's Gino Spirito over to Savari Perdue outside, guarded by Robinson. And there is a under a pass down in deep to Savari Perdue. I think this is his night to score a lot. Wildcats with the ball. Flanagan. That is a long shot. No good. That is personal on Vista. And Gino Spirito picks up his second. This will be a shooting foul. DeAndre McNair. No good. And last touch by one of the Wildcats. Number 2, R.J. Davis. Number 11, A.J. Green. Come in for the Wildcats. 37-17. My goodness. It was a 2-point difference at the half over at El Camino's gym. Vista with the ball. And that is Laura Samuel. Guarded by Robinson. It's off to Isaiah Morris. Then Flynn. To Doris. Wow! Another drive and basket by Gino Spirito. He doesn't play all that much and doesn't score much at all. He's had 2 buckets already. Very nicely done. Here is a little pull-up jump shot. No good. The ball goes out of bounds. And it'll be a Vista's ball. Wildcats could not make that shot. Couldn't control. Savari Perdue inbounds to Isaiah Morris. We only have about 35 seconds remaining. Vista leading by 22. I am really surprised. Gino Spirito. gives the ball over to Flynn. Flynn almost loses it. Over to Morrison. Out to Samuels. We don't have too many seconds left. And he pulls up, and oh, a two-pointer. And it's the other end that they... Wow! Oh, almost the center line. My gosh. That was, I think that was Isaiah Morris. I got to check that. 3 points. Goodness gracious, and that is it. Let me check the scoring, and I'll be right back. All right, time for us to get ready for the second half. Just a big lead, 44-17. Wow, I can't believe it. Here's the scoring for El Camino. R.J. Davis, 1. Jalen Flanagan, 9. Antonio Hale, 1. And DeAndre McNair, 6. And they had only 1-3. For Vista, Micaiah Morris, 3. Jordan Hillstock, 7. Torres Samuels, 13. Tavare Perdue, 9. That's a real good night for him. Isaiah Morris, 8. Gino Spirito, who doesn't play all that much and usually doesn't score a lot. He has 4 points. He has two field goals and has played well. And that's all. So in that second quarter, Vista outscored El Camino 26-7. Wow. So we're about to get started here. Vista inbounds the ball. Or Samuels down. Oh, he loses it. He started to drive. I think he was going to go down to the baseline and drive in. Or maybe pull up for a jump shot, but he lost it. Went out of bounds, and Vista almost gets it back, Isaiah Morris. Isaiah Morris made a three-point shot. He was only about 3 feet inside the center line. What are they going to say here? Well, they're going to say it was knocked out of bounds by Vista, again inbounded by the Wildcats. Well, this is the challenge for the Wildcats, being behind so much. Can they keep their spirits up and come back and play better in the second half? That's all you can do. Yasukochi, guarded by Samuels. There is a shot, a good one. I think that was Flanagan. Flanagan. Two-point Vista, front court, and there is a, wow, a three-point shot by Perdue. He's just on fire tonight, and a shot no good at the other end by the Wildcats, controlled by Vista, and Hillstock fell down trying to drive in. But the Wildcats get it. That is rough. So it's 47-21. The challenge for Vista is, can they keep the intensity up? Maybe they're not going to outscore El Camino by the same amount, but they don't want to just kind of get... Oh, there's a nice speech by, I think that was Samuels, to... Shane Coates. And he puts it in. It's 49-21. And there is, jump ball as Shane Coates tried to grab it away from, I think that was Flanagan. Anyway, the Wildcats with the ball. Yasukochi, his long shot, no good. Tavare Perdue, the rebound. Samuels. There is, Hillstock and Samuels. Perdue, rebound again. It's with the ball, front court, big lead. A little over 5 minutes to go. Oh, there was a nice steal by the Wildcats. And Yasukochi tried to shoot, but it was blocked by Shane Coates. He does a lot of that. He doesn't score too much, but he does a lot. And that was, I believe that was 23. I think that was McNair, given the shot anyway. Here's Vista. Isaiah Morris. Yep. Morris for 3, that's 11. It's now 52-23. Timeouts. This coming Thursday is the traditional rivals day. Now, I'm wondering here by looking at somebody coming up from El Camino to the Flynn. Is that a change in the roster? Who got it? Oh, okay. Nair got it? All right. I guess there was no problem there except that what the announcer said. I hope I got it right, too. 52-23, 5:04 left in this third quarter. Wildcats will be inbounding the ball. Got Sokochi, brings it down. Well, he doesn't get it all the way across. Passes it over to Davis. Oh, the ball is stolen by Vista and stolen back. And that is going to be a personal foul, I think, on Morris. Isaiah Morris, his first personal foul, and they're going to give two shots to McNair. DeAndre McNair. He's a senior. And it's good. Gets another shot. No good. Controlled by El Camino. McNair again gets the ball. Looking for someone to pass it to. Passes over to Davis. And Davis drives and puts it in on the baseline. But there's a personal foul. Oh, Carter Starnes. And this is a good free throw by Davis. All right. Here is Samuels with the ball. Front court for Vista. He's going to take a long shot. No good. And here comes the Wildcats with it. And, oh. Well, that was a drive that didn't work. And ball last touched by El Camino. Carter Starnes for Vista. Inbounds to Jordan Hillsock. Hillsock across the line. Davis guarding him. There's Micaiah Morris over to Isaiah Morris. And a long shot. No good by Hillsock, but Vista controls. And let's see. Vista will get the ball. There was a scramble for that rebound, last touch by the Wildcats. So number one, Love, and number 10, Robinson come in for El Camino. Fletcher Pope is in for the Panthers. There's a drive and a whistle by, well, let's see, the whistle's by the well, I'm not sure who that's on. He said Morris. Micaiah Morris. Anyway, it'll be a free throw. The first one good by Antonio Hale. He tries again. Also good. Okay, Vista with the inbound pass. Micaiah Morris over to his brother Isaiah. And Isaiah passes out to Jordan Hillstock. He's going to shoot. No good. Rebound by Hale. And attempted a drive. No good. And here is one. No good at the other end by Isaiah Morris. Boy, here it comes again. This time the Wildcats, and there was a penalty. Let's see, that is Fletcher Carnes. He's charged with that personal foul. Antonio Hale. Streaks are good. 4 points for him all on the free throw line. 52-30. 3:06 remaining in the third quarter. Hale will shoot again. Makes it again. So it's 52-31. Vista, the ball. But a lot of pressure defensively, backcourt, now to front court. Oh, there was a pass that went awry, or astray, I guess I should say. Hillstock, I think, was expecting somebody to be in the corner, maybe Micaiah Morris, but he wasn't. So here come the Wildcats. Hale, he passes it off. Love pulls up. His shot is good. So that's the first points for Love. It's 52-33. So now it's down to 19 points. Vista with the ball. Isaiah Morris. For so many, is he going to, he drives the baseline from the left, and he's fouled. Didn't make the lay-in. Okay, Tyson Robinson, a freshman. He gets his first personal foul. Here is first free throw. Ooh, no good for Isaiah Morris. He doesn't miss too often. He'll try again. It is good. That's 12 for Isaiah Morris. And he sits down and he's replaced by number 22, Makai Taylor. He is a junior. He'll be back. Front court for the Wildcats. They draw, no, they draw, pass out. And that is a three-pointer for Davis. Wow, he scored 8 points in this third quarter. 53-36. And there is Flynn with the ball to Micaiah Morris and to Flynn. Micaiah Morris drives to the baseline, driving and put it in. That was good. Five for him. The other end, a drive is no good. It is another basket by Kyle Morris. He got a nice feed from Jordan Hillstock. So with a minute 23 in the third quarter, it is 57-36. The 27-point lead at halftime. It is now down to 21 with less than a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. There are other things on high-tech radio besides sports. Of course, for sports, we have Vista football and basketball, but there are interviews, some interesting interviews and some interesting people. And what else? I can't think of it. Oh, yes, music. We have a number of music programs, too. Eric Rupp has a heavy metals program, and I have a couple of jazz programs. There is a drive, no good. Taylor for the Panthers. Rebound. Micaiah Morris is going to shoot. Oh, that was a spin around, and he really should have taken that shot. He was a little bit off balance. El Camino with the ball now. And that is Jalen Flanagan. Is see, that was Samuels. I believe that was his first. Wildcats inbound the ball. Love to Yasukochi. Yasukochi pulls up and shoots one. It's no good. Here comes Vista. Not in any great hurry here. Flynn, he drives and over to Micaiah Morris. He couldn't make it. And but he does foul one of the Wildcats. Oh, here comes El Camino. Trailing by 19, just a few seconds in this third quarter. There's a long shot. No good. It's an air ball. And this, of course, rebounds. Dora Samuels across the timeline. Just a few seconds left. This will be a last shot. Is he going to shoot a long one or drive? A long one. Good! That's 15 points for Cora Samuels. Well, let's see. 16-36. All right, in that third quarter, Vista scored 16. El Camino a little bit better at 19. So, 60-36. Wow, 24-point lead going into the third quarter. This really has not been a close game. Let's see how many threes the two teams have. I'll check that. We have two. This has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All right, that accounts for the discrepancy in the score right there. And Vista has the advantage of being able to inbound the ball. Oh, well, wait a minute. Who's inbounding the ball here? No. They're going to let him inbound the ball. Okay. There was some confusion there. Vista with the ball to start the fourth quarter. There is Samuels. And there's, Rivera. He'll be back next year, just a sophomore. And there is a pass way across to... Oh, almost a nice try to drive there from the baseline by Rivera, but he couldn't quite make it. And that'll be a shot from the free throw. No good by El Camino. Vista controls. Here's a shot. No good by Samuels. Oh, it's going to be, I didn't see who that was. I'm sorry. It was one of the Panthers. But I don't think it really makes any difference at this point. So, Kevin Love. Ooh, just a freshman. 6'2". He has 2 points. No good. Vista is able to get the rebound. Rivera drives. They're going to say that's an offensive foul. I guess so. Oh, no. Yeah, offensive foul. All right. That's the coaching for the Wildcats. Robinson, he drives in and puts it in. Are they going to count that? I guess they didn't count that. That penalty was charged to Flynn. That had to be a penalty. I'm a little confused because the scorer wasn't there. Well, anyway, not to worry about that too much. Here is a long shot, no good. And three shots. And again, this is all Wildcat action here. Finally. Let's see who that was for on the two. I think that was Flanagan. Shot no good by Vista. And a drive good by Flanagan. So it is 60-40. A little under 6 minutes to go. This is going to want to score something here. And that is a personal foul on the Wildcat. Flanagan. That'll be a two-shot foul for the Panthers. Specifically, Isaiah Morris. All right, here's Morris. Yes, makes it. That's now 13 points. Number two, R.J. Davis, comes back in for the Wildcats. Second free throw by Morris. No, Isaiah Morris misses it, but Vista gets the rebound. Then it's taken away, and that's Hale. Somebody else is Kochi. El Camino in the front court. A long shot, no good. Nair rebound into Hale. There is a drive. No good by R.J. Davis. Oh, no. Well, no good. And they say it was a travel. Jordan Hillsock and Shane Coates come back in for Vista. Savari Perdue and Michael Flynn sit down. Sam Morris, guarded by Davis. And see, that is Rivera. Oh, and tries to get it away. That's going to be a jump ball, and Vista will control. The arrow goes their way. Vista leading by 21 points. This inbounds the ball. Jordan Hillsock loses the ball. And there is Davis trying to Well, he did go right through the lane, and he's not able to get it. But Jordan Hillsaw gets his third personal foul. R.J. Davis, a junior, 6'1". He'll get two shots. It's first. No. Taurus Samuels and Micaiah Morris come in. Taylor and Hillsock sit down for the Panthers. R.J. Davis will shoot again. Yep, he made that one. R.J. Davis only had one in the first half. I have him down for 9 in the second. Vista, front court. A little under 5 minutes to go in the game. 20-point lead. Corner. Timeout. Timeout, Vista. 4:35 left to go in this game. Vista 6-2. If they hold on, which is likely, it'll be 7-2, and then they'll have only one more league game at Rancho Buena Vista. They beat Rancho Buena Vista badly on this court. However, Rancho Buena Vista last week beat San Marcos. San Marcos, one of the absolute best teams in this San Diego section, and one of the, I guess you have to say, one of the best teams in the state. Well, Vista will be inbounding the ball. Torres Samuels will bounce to Hillsock. Over to Rivera. And a long shot by Samuels. Oh, boy. Torres Samuels. In and out. Here come the pants, or the Wildcats with the controls. That shot was no good. Comes Torres Samuels. Way down, fast down the court, but he pulls up. And now he's going to over to Hillsock. Hillsock's long shot is no good. And it'll be out of bounds to the Wildcats. 5 minutes to go, and there is a long shot put in by Flanagan. And that was not a good foul by Hillsock. First of all, it was his fourth foul. And there was just really no point in it because Flanagan was going to make that lay-in no matter what, unless he really blew it. All right, he made that free throw, so it's 61-44. 3 minutes, 51 seconds left in the game. Vista has the ball. Torres Samuels. He's going to drive, and he puts it in. And that's a long shot, no good. Rivera rebounds for the Panthers. And another free, or another drive, good, by Torres Samuels. But he'll get a free throw as well. Was McNair, I guess, got that? Okay, Torres Samuels will get a free throw. He has 19. He can make it 20. His shot, yep. It's 5 in this fourth quarter. It's 66-44, less than 3.5 minutes to go. That's a coaching drive. They're over to number 2. No good. That's Davis. Vista with the ball. Torres Samuels. Rivera. Micaiah Morris. But, a nice putback attempt by Coates. Didn't get it. But on the other hand, Flanagan puts it in. My God. Panthers in the front court, leading by 20, 2:40 to go. And whistle. They call it a backcourt violation, although Flanning was giving Rivera a lot of defensive pressure. I know Coach Bolton doesn't particularly like that. All right, inbound to Green for the Wildcats. There's one, Love. Yasukochi shot from the free throw line, no good. There's a whistle, and somebody fouled Kevin Love. Mr. Will inbound the ball. Dallas Adams in for the first time. Spirito is also in. Flynn. Samuels, who else? Coates. Those are the Panthers at this point. And we're going to get another player in who will be his first action. There's a whistle as, what are they going to call that? Somebody, I think, stepped on the line. Flynn was trying to pass to someone, and I think one of the Wildcats tried to grab it and stepped on the line. Okay, there's Flynn with the ball. Robbie Lowe. Whoa. Oh, almost lost the ball. There's a long shot. No good. And that... Okay. What's the... Why... I'm not sure why that... What that... buzzer was, it was kind of a horn, wasn't it? 1:45. Dallas Adams is in. Fletcher Pope is in. Robbie Lowe is in. And Flint. So there's not one single starter for Vista right now. Shot no good. Taken by Vista. Rebound by Fletcher Pope. Over to Spirito. There's a long shot, no good, by Robbie Lowe. Wildcats with the ball. Just a little over a minute to go. 20-point lead for Vista. 3 points. That 3 points good by number three. Yasukochi, and that's his first point of the game. Okay, here is less than a minute to go. Flynn. Over to Adams. I bet he'd like to take a shot. Let's see if he does. No, in too low. And then to, oh, finally under to Adams. Adams is going to shoot. No. And he'll take another. No, he won't. Well, 29 seconds, 28. Clock is running. Dallas Adams. He's got to pass it to somebody. 19 seconds. Shot clock is off. And 10 seconds. Is that a... That's a timeout. That's what that is. Well, oh, that's it. That's the game. Okay. Well, let me see what the scoring here is, and I'm sure I'm not quite on. For the Wildcats, Kevin Love, 2, R.J. Davis, 10, Brad Yasukochi, 3, Flanagan. I can't even read my writing here. I'll say 21. Tyson Robinson, 2. Hale, 5. All free throws. McNair, 9. I'll add it up later. And I won't embarrass myself if I didn't get that right. For Vista, Mikhail Morris, 7. Jordan Hillstock, 7. And that was all in the first half. Samuels, 20. Tavari Purdue, 12. That was a very good game for him. Isaiah Morris, 13. Gino Spirito had 4. And let's see, Shane Coates had 2. So that's the final score. Well, that is, the final score is 66-49. And that would be 13 points for El Camino in the fourth quarter. Only 6 for Vista in the fourth quarter, I guess, because they had 60 at halftime, and they scored 6 in the third quarter. I'm sorry. Let me see if I can get this right. Yep, that's right. They had 60 at the end of three quarters, and only scored 6 for 66. The 49. So that's the end of the game. And we will bring you the game two nights from tonight when Vista goes over to the crosstown rival Rancho Buena Vista to take on the Longhorns. So please join us again. Thanks to Patricia Hartman, who does our technical work at home, puts all these games up on the Internet. And thanks for listening. This is Bill Rupp. Good night.